The third review of Kenya's economic program, supported by the IMF, shows that the steps Kenya has taken are delivering results. The economy is recovering, GDP growth has been strong, and government revenues are rebounding. With this, Kenya is in a better position to tackle the global economic challenges we've seen in 2022, including spillovers from the war in Ukraine and the spike in global oil, fertilizer, and food prices. Inflation is rising around the world, and families everywhere, including in Kenya, are feeling the pinch. But what's encouraging is how the strong measures taken under the program are making Kenya more resilient to these shocks. Kenya's generated more revenue by broadening its tax base and working hard to ensure that those who owe taxes pay taxes. These increased revenues allowed additional support aimed at protecting Kenyan households. This has included supporting communities afflicted by drought, providing fertilizer subsidies, and smoothing fuel prices. And Kenya did all of this without exceeding deficit targets, which is helping it achieve one of the program's key goals, and that is to reduce debt vulnerabilities. In fact, Kenya's met all of the program's quantitative targets, or so-called PCs. Progress is also being made in other areas. The central bank has acted to prevent second-round effects of global shocks. To boost its fight against corruption, Kenya has adopted new bidding documents for public procurements so that the names of beneficiaries of government contracts can be posted on the public procurement website. There's more to be done. Steadfast commitment is needed. But by keeping its policies in line with its economic program supported by the IMF, Kenya is showing strength and resilience during a very difficult period.